Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Sand Talk, the beach soccer podcast. With thanks to Beach Soccer Worldwide's partners, Puma, Iconic, Real Fever, United Nations Alliance for Civilizations, and Genius. Thank you all for believing in the sport. Sand Talk, the beach soccer podcast, and a very special guest on the show today. We have Portuguese commentator and a lucky man because he is resident of Nazaré as well. Rui Delgado, how are you?
Hi, Mark. Everything's well here in Nazaré.
Do you think Nazaré is now becoming one of the number one venues for beach soccer in the world?
Yes, Mark. As you know, Nazaré has a big tradition in beach soccer. There are 13 players that already played for the national team of Portugal since 99. And so the tradition has been extended to the organization of great events here in Nazaré. And that's a great investment from the City Hall with Dr. Walter Chicharro making all of these efforts to be organizing these events. And we cannot forget that Nazaré was a beach soccer worldwide great partner during the pandemic.
Now, if people don't know about Nazaré, I always encourage them to search out the documentary, The 100-Foot Wave, because Nazaré has it all. It has big wave surfing in the winter, and then summer, it is all about the beach soccer. And how good was it to be back?
The return of the audience and the fans in the stands made all the difference this year, regardless to the last 2 years. With all of that environment, warm environment that we normally have in Estádio do Viveiro Jordan Santos. And it was really, really an amazing environment. It's something that you can only be here to understand what I am saying. And I'm sure that fans from all over Europe came here to Nazaré to assist the Euro Winners Cup, the Women's Euro Winners Cup, and also the Challenge Cup that returned this year after the reorganization of the format of the competition in the last 2 years.
I think we should start by talking about a few of the surprises that came up during the tournament. And the one that many people were talking about was the fantastic performance of the Danes of the Copenhagen Beach Soccer Club. That was a real surprise, wasn't it?
Yes. An amazing participation from the Danish, from Copenhagen Beach Soccer, leader by Terry Bowes, English legend of the beach soccer, former captain from the national team of England, and came to Nazaré with only one objective in the beginning, to win the first group game that was against the Finnish champions, FC Baguio. And this was the prime objective of them of coming here to Nazaré. They prepared themselves throughout 18 months. And after being in September of 2021 in Patras, in Greece, that they lost in the final against Marseille with the Spyros Avramis International Cup, then they went to Cádiz in February to held the Javi Torres Cup, where they finished third. So this was the biggest objective of this team, with a lot of rising stars that can bring a lot to beach soccer growing that in this sport in the current time.
It seems to me, doesn't it, the Danes are really pushing the sport. They've started now the Baltic League as well. So can you see them going from strength to strength, both with the club team and the international team?
I believe so. They have several players that are gaining international experience. So you cannot forget players like Kasper Dahl, also Lukas Franzen, now a new player, Rasmus Ling, that made some great exhibitions. Also, with the Estonian living in Copenhagen, Martin Thompson, also with Benjamin Schaeffer, it's an Austrian living also in Copenhagen. They are really growing in the sport, joining also two goalkeepers with quality as Oliver Levin and Gustav Madsen. Gustav Madsen inclusively has a good footwork in the game that gives another quality in the offensive game. And as a goalkeeper, as we know, the footwork is very, very important.
They were the surprise package, but I suppose a team that were a surprise or came from nowhere really, but when you saw the roster they had, weren't too surprising at all, was the Israeli team, Falfala, when they had Ozu and Ott. You knew they were going to score goals. And before the tournament started, when you heard those players were playing, did you think it was possible they could win it against the Portuguese giants?
Well, Falfala is always an interesting and a great team to come to the Euro Winners Cup. If we had the surprise with Copenhagen that reached the game of the sixth place in the Euro Winners, Falfala is always a great Israeli giant to come here to the competition. We can remember in the last few years when Falfala came to Nazareth, they have outstanding players such as Bruno Xavier, also was already in the team, also with Noel Hott. And when we gathered also Bruno Xavier with an enormous capability that, as we know, to lead the team. And if we join this with legend Ramiro Amarelle in the coaching part, so this can bring some advantage to the Israelians that make also a lot of efforts during the year, with Nimer Ahmed commanding the team and gathering all the conditions so they can go to international competitions and bring all the best conditions to the players. And also in the goalie with Elliot Monu, we cannot forget that Elliot was considered the golden glove in the last World Cup of beach soccer held in Russia.
Elliot's a player who seems to have just burst onto the scene recently, because I know when Valentin retired, their goalkeeper previously, I was looking and thinking the Swiss haven't really got another goalkeeper. And he lives in Spain and came through and has been absolutely fantastic and probably one of the top goalkeepers in beach soccer year round.
Yes, of course. Elliot has grown a lot in beach soccer. We cannot forget he has double nationality. And so not being appointed for the Spain national team for several years, because also had also Cristian Mendes Lacarcel and Donna. So probably there was no space for Elliot at that time. So Angelo Chirinzi, as we know, very smart, very technical and observant coach, took him to Switzerland. And the Swiss immediately turned out the offensive game. And Elliot is absolutely another field player, if we can call it so, and helping in the attacking and offensive turned out of the game.
Yeah, he's been absolutely fantastic, but he wasn't goalkeeper of the tournament. That went to Andrade, who, I don't know exactly how old he is now, but he just seems to get better and better with age.
Yes, Andrade just turned 43 right now, I believe. So it's amazing. Ellington, he was the best goalkeeper in the world in 2016 and 18. Best goalkeeper, the Golden Glove in Paraguay, where Portugal won the second FIFA World Cup, the third in the history after the winning of 2001. So Ellington is always improving. He's never satisfied with all of those performances.
He's like the film Benjamin Button. He seems to get younger rather than older. And we should mention Filipov as well. Again, a player I've really thought has been outstanding for his national team. He's such an athletic player. But to score 17 goals in as few games as he played was just unbelievable.
Yes, really unbelievable. The performance of Filippo. He's been growing all over these years. It's not the first time he's been here in Nazareth. And when we look at him and we see the physical condition that Filipov has, we can say probably not a very mobile player. He is a player that has some difficulty in the technical part, but it's not so. He's an outstanding player, scored 17 goals. We can remind that Usti also won Sporting in their group stage. So it was a team to see and to continue to observe during the competition. And we cannot forget, when we have in the competition players like Hot, Mauricinho, when we have the twin brothers, Bet and Leo Martins, all of those outstanding players playing in this competition, and like an underdog, if we can say so, Filipov won the top scorer in this competition, reminding something like happened last year with the winning of top scorer from Bernardo Lopes, that he is now in Casa do Benfica, the Lord, that won the last year individual top scorer prize with 18 goals. So Filip was really, really outstanding in this competition with those 17 goals. And I do believe that he's now calling his attention from the big clubs in Europe.
That was going to be my next question. Surely next year he'll be playing for me. I'm just looking at pictures here of Real Monster. They could be a team that are in for him. Even the, you know, the big Portuguese teams tend to go with homegrown and Brazilian players. But, you know, he will be an addition, a great addition to any team in that tournament, wouldn't he?
Of course, he would be an outstanding player for any team because he is really, really very strong physically and with an efficiency and a capability to score, as he revealed this year.
Yeah, he's been absolutely amazing. The final was between two Portuguese teams, and I've seen as well that Benfica have now gone top of the league in the Portuguese league. Before, it's always been Braga, Braga, Braga. Are we seeing things change now? Is it going to be the time that Benfica become the top team in Portugal and, by default, the world?
Let's see what the history is coming to us to bring us. And this is also the beauty of the sport. Normally, as you say, and very well, Braga always in first, always being in the finals. If we can remember, this was the sixth consecutive final for Guerreiros da Areia, like I normally call SC Braga, translating to English, it's the Sand Warriors. Okay. So Benfica is making outstanding work a few years from now, and they have reached the top of Europe, becoming the new kings of Europe, winning Braga by 3-1 in the final. And let me say to you, Mark, that Casa do Benfica de Loures did not have an easy way until the final. It was a very difficult path that Casa do Benfica de Loures, who is coached by Daniel Zidane, a multi-champion of beach soccer, as we know, four times world champion with the national team from Brazil, very intelligent coach that knows the game, that was a great player and is now being able, with all the technical structure of Casa do Benfica de Loures, being able to put in the field with this team that in the last 2 or 3 years have been improving a lot. Even last year, Casa do Benfica was in the final of the Portuguese League, was in the final of the Portuguese Cup. This year made the first edition of the Super Cup of Beach Soccer in Portugal. So they have been growing a lot, taking some players, hiring some new players that showed some great quality. And of course, we cannot let it out of talking about the MVP of the tournament, Luis Henrique. He is a Brazilian player, international Brazilian player. He was also in the last FIFA World Cup championship. He's a player from Brasilia, in the interior of Brazil. And as he normally say, he comes from a land without any beach, but not from a land without any history. So I believe that this is a phrase that he uses a lot. And he really have made history coming to Casa do Benfica de Loures, giving a lot of defensive capability and very intelligent when Casa do Benfica de Loja wants to make the offensive transition. And this was a key part in the winning of Casa do Benfica de Loja facing Braga. It was an outstanding final, Mark. The stands were full, were all of the fans from Casa do Benfica and from Braga. The way they supported both teams was really a great final. And that, let me tell you, that it's the first time that the Euro Winners' Cup has 100% final from the two teams from the same country, and the country is Portugal, of course. We are all very proud of this situation. It's an historical moment for a Portuguese beach soccer at club level, which is an example of how we work in Portugal with all the efforts from the Portuguese Federation in developing beach soccer in our country.
And it seems to be the way that the men's game is being dominated by Portugal. When we turn our attention to the women's game, it was Spain that dominated there, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. As we were talking about the men's competition, about Portugal, as you say, the competition by the women were, I believe, totally dominated for Spanish teams. And we had a great final between Terraça and AIS Players. It was really a great final, with incertainly in the result at the final whistle of the referee. And if we add that AIS Players de San Javier now has Lorenzo Gomes León coaching these wonderful players, and with Terraça Bonaire, with Jeroni Ran, that is a coach that has all of those experience and already played the Euro Winners' Cup here in Nazaré with the Georgian Dinamo Batumi. Also, a great duel between Spanish teams in the Euro Winners' Cup that ended with the victory of Terraponet for the first time, winning players de San Javier with a lot of great, great players. We have players with Andrea Miron, Barbara Colodetti, Sara Tui, Carol Glesch, that was former best women's beach soccer player in the world. But we also have Terraça Bonaire with the goalkeeper that is really outstanding also, even though she didn't win the best goalkeeper in the tournament that was won by Laia Garcia, with outstanding performances, Laia Garcia. But also Terraça Bonaire has the players like Chami, Manau, Ju, and obviously the best player in the tournament, Cris Gonzalez, that was really decisive in the great final because she scored the first two goals that maintained Terraça Bonaire in the fight for against Playas during the first period. Then in the second period, André Miron scored the third and put again Playas de San Javier, that presented a very work beach soccer game development as in the defensive part and as all also in the offensive part, very controlled, very opening to the offensive part with a controlled play. And Terraça Bonaire very well defensively, but then waiting for the space in the back of the defense of Playas de San Javier, that they got to get the chance to turn the result over in the third period with the goals of Stella, Chami, and the final goal, the fifth goal, scored by the goalkeeper Alba, that was very good in this fight.
So Melissa Gomez, top scorer in the competition, obviously very well known for that tournament in Nazaré, but also appears in Nazaré more often than not, doesn't she?
Yes, in fact, Mark, the Melissa Gomes is an amazing offensive player. She has won this trophy of top scorer three times in the last three appearances of Melissa in this competition. She won it with the CSO Amneville, with Stade Rennes, and now with Marseille Beach Team. She made a very outstanding partnership with Adriel, won the trophy once again of top scorer. But normally, as we know, Melissa is also Portuguese international in the 11th side. But normally in her vacancies, she stays here in Nazaré. And during the years when I was downstairs in Nazaré in the beach soccer fields, a girl pointed the attention because she was playing and practicing beach soccer among men players. So she normally in summer when she's in Nazareth, she used to train, to practice in the fields with a lot of beach soccer men players. So I believe it's a situation that made her improve and also get to this top beach soccer women player.
Do you think it's going to be a case now that the Spanish are going to dominate in the women's event? Because English teams, club sides, don't really seem to perform well or even enter many of these tournaments.
Well, as we know, Mark, Spain is the first in the ranking of national teams. Okay. So it's been dominating the ranking. They won the ENA Beach Soccer Games in 2019 in Doha, in Qatar. So they are occupying the first place in the ranking. In England, as we know, also with amazing players, we cannot forget that England has two players that won the best women beach soccer of the year, like Sarah Kempston, and the actual best beach soccer women, that is Molly Clark. Outstanding players. But I do realize that the fact that the internal championships in England are not these great players, and we are talking about Sarah Kempston and also Molly Clark, but we do have also Katie James playing for Playas de San Javier in the EG Control Melilla. We do have also Becky Baroon, also Martin, other players that look out for Spanish teams to be fit for the international competition of the England women beach soccer national team.
Well, it's been a fantastic time to have the Euro Winners' Cup back in Nazareth with full crowds. And of course, you only have to wait another couple of weeks before it's Nazareth again.
Yes, for the Euro Beach Soccer League, where there's a new format in the competition with the 10 teams. So it will be obviously an amazing spectacle of beach soccer again here in what I call the world capital of beach soccer.
Well, Rui, we look forward to hearing you on commentary for those games. And thank you so much for speaking to us today.
Mark, it's an honor to me to be here with you, with your brilliant British accent. And I hope that everyone continues to enjoy the beach soccer, because it's a really, really wonderful sport. Amazing. I believe it, for me, it's the best sport in the world.
Can we just, before you go, Rui, can we just let people into a secret here as we record this? I'm in London. You're in Nazareth. I'll describe the weather here. At the moment, it is 23 with bright sunshine. What's the weather like in Nazareth as we speak?
So I can tell you that right now it was a heavy rain, but it passed after 15 minutes and now the sun is again up.
Well, I'm sure you'll have plenty of sunshine across the summer. For London, I'm sure today and maybe tomorrow, the only 2 days we'll get this summer. But thank you so much again for speaking to us, Rui.
Thank you, Mark. See you very soon. And to all the fans, continue to enjoy all that the beach soccer bring to us.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.